AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. It's day 30 of the government shutdown, and food aid for more than 40 million Americans could expire by the end of the week. Democrats in Congress pushed for a temporary fix to the issue. Senate Majority Leader John Thune objected, calling it a, quote, cynical attempt to provide political cover for Democrats to continue the shutdown.
We're not going to let them pick winners and losers. It's time to fund everybody.
President Donald Trump says he's decided to lower tariffs on imports from China from 57 to 47%. Trump called his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in South Korea successful. He also said Xi promised to curb shipments of fentanyl ingredients to the U.S. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve cut its key interest rate for a second time this year. At a news conference, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the board is divided about what comes next after the decision.
There were strongly differing views about how to proceed in December. A further reduction in the policy rate at the December meeting is not a foregone conclusion. Far from it. Policy is not on a preset course.
Hurricane Melissa is forecast to bring flooding and a storm surge to the Bahamas today. Dozens of deaths and widespread destruction are reported after the storm tore through Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica. In a briefing to the United Nations, Denise Zulu, the UN's resident coordinator for Jamaica, says the island nation says the island has suffered unprecedented storm damage.
There's been massive dislocation of services. We have people living in shelters across the country. And at the moment, what we are seeing in preliminary assessments is a country that's been devastated to levels never seen before.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has the latest on the arrests in the Louvre Museum heist.
Crowds of visitors lined up outside the museum in Paris on Thursday as a local prosecutor announced five more arrests in the investigation into the dramatic theft of crown jewels. The five were detained late on Wednesday night in separate police operations in Paris and surrounding areas. The prosecutor did not release their identities or other details. One is suspected of being part of the four-person team that robbed the Louvre Apollo Gallery in broad daylight on the 19th of October, according to the prosecutor. Two other members of the team were arrested on Sunday and given preliminary charges of criminal conspiracy and theft committed by an organized gang. Both partially admitted their involvement, according to the prosecutor. It took the thieves less than 8 minutes to steal the jewels valued at $102 million. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.